With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Engineers in Maryland are working on the daunting task of removing the debris of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge from the Patapsco River. Crews on Saturday started to cut the first section of twisted steel so it can be loaded onto a barge. Allison Black with the American Road and Transportation Builders Association said the accident puts the spotlight on other bridges around the country that have faced years of neglect.
There's still quite a bit of work to be done. One in three bridges across the United States need some sort of repair or reconstruction work.
Melissa Geldert Murphy with the American Society of Civil Engineers says the recent closures of bridges over safety concerns illustrate a nationwide issue.
We have not maintained our infrastructure at the rate that we should for many, many years. And now we're trying to play catch up.
Meanwhile, shop owners report they lose money when customers can't cross a closed bridge to do business.
You look to government for pretty basic stuff, and government seems to do a lot, maybe too much. And then for the basic stuff to get overlooked is frustrating.
Also at SRNnews.com, crowds of people expected to gather in key spots in North America for viewing the April 8th solar eclipse.
Enthusiasts are starting to travel to the best viewing sites for next month's total solar eclipse. Not everyone will get to see the full solar eclipse, says British astronomer Jake Foster.
You need to be within a very specific region known as the path of totality. Essentially, that is the place where the moon's shadow is passing over the surface of the Earth.
National Geographic says Niagara Falls, Canada, is one of the best viewing locations, and the mayor there has declared a state of emergency, expecting up to 1 million visitors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. For President Trump finding favor among evangelical Christians.
The latest survey from the Pew Research Center finds that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they have a favorable view of the former president, making them the faith group most loyal to him heading into the 2024 election. 51% of white Catholics also have a favorable view of Mr. Trump. Those groups most likely to have an unfavorable opinion of the former president include atheists and agnostics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice signed a bill allowing public school teachers to discuss creationism in science classes. The measure was proposed by a lawmaker who's a former public school teacher who says her fellow educators often feel constrained to answer students' questions about the origin of life strictly by referencing the theory of evolution. This is SRN News. The largest uranium producer in the U.S. is ramping up work at a mine less than 10 miles from the Grand Canyon.
The work is unfolding as global instability and a growing demand drive uranium prices higher, the Biden administration and dozens of other countries pledging to boost the capacity of nuclear power worldwide, thus ensuring uranium will be a key commodity for many years. The market dynamics are good for the industry. Not so, though, for Native American leaders who are very concerned about contamination. Jason Walker reporting.
An office manager at a weekly paper in Kansas is the latest employee to sue over the raid last year that sparked a firestorm. Sherry Bence alleges she was unlawfully detained and interrogated and had her cell phone seized. Two other employees sued previously over the August 11th raid of the Marion County Records Newsroom, SRN News.